Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be Hop Along Cassidy. Original air date is April 14th, 1951, and the title is Death Crosses the River. Thanks again, and I hope you enjoy.
With action and suspense out of the Old West comes the most famous hero of them all, Hop Along Cassidy, starring William Boyd. The ring of the silver spurs heralds the most amazing man ever to ride the prairies of the early West, Hop Along Cassidy, the same Hoppy you cheer in motion pictures, and the same California you've laughed at a million times. Raw courage and quick shooting have built a legend around this famous hero. Hop Along is a name to be feared, respected, and admired, for this great cowboy rides the trails of adventure and excitement. William Boyd as Hop Along Cassidy, and Andy Clyde as California. Well, Hoppy, what about our story?
It's one called Death Crosses the River and began one morning down the Rio Grande country of Texas. California and I had just delivered some breeding stock to a rancher near Laredo. We were planning on a few days' vacation in San Antonio, so to save wear on our horses, we took the stagecoach and tied our horses back of us. The only other passenger was a nervous little bald-headed man in a black alpaca suit. He seemed to have no yen for California's conversation.
I don't know, Hoppy. A horse is mighty hard in the seat of your britches, but this flame tractor box takes up all over. Going all the way to San Antonio, stranger?
Yeah.
I'll bet you're a drummer. Ain't you, Mr.
No.
No. Your name wouldn't be Smith, would it?
Yeah.
You see, Hoppy, he's Mr.
Oh, shut up, Flabby Lips.
Well,
serves you right.
But Flabby Lips, Hoppy, I...
Say, this isn't a regular stop.
There's a tree across the road.
So hold up.
You're the coach! Get out of all my Swiss cheese out of that box!
You better do as he says. There's a dozen riders out there.
Tonto, keep that driver covered.
Hello, Parker. Taking a tip for your health?
Cheers. But I wasn't running away. I was coming back.
What's your idea? This stage ain't carrying no money.
Stranger, keep quiet and keep healthy. Parker, hand me your bag.
Sure. Here it is, Sheriff. Here, take it.
Thanks, I will. Here's something for you, Parker. A little comment from the boss on your behavior.
No, please!
Why, you dirty murderer.
California, don't do...
Yeah, that's right. Shut Blabbermouth up or I will, for good. In fact, both of you better forget this, because if you talk, that corpse is going to have company. All right, caballeros!
Well, there goes the coldest killer yet. And you came mighty close to meeting Gabriel, California.
Yeah, me, my big Blabbermouth. Blabbermouth? Why, that low-down skunk can't call me that.
All right, close mouth, untie our horses. We'll pack Parker's body back to Laredo.
To Laredo? Hoppy, no. We don't want to have no corpse for a company. You heard what Cal said.
We have to turn in that bag of Parker's, California.
Bag? What bag? He gave his bag to that killer.
No, he made a switch. I saw him. That was my bag he handed Cal. His must still be in the coach, and I have an awful yen to see what's in it. Yeah, there it is. Now we'll open it up and... California, look at this.
Hoppy, is that real?
It's real, all right. We just fell heir to about $50,000 in cash.
Now, back to Hop Along Cassidy and our story, Death Crosses the River. On the stagecoach from Laredo to San Antonio, Hoppy and California witness a strange robbery and murder of a fellow passenger. After Kells, the killer, has gone, they find that their bags were switched, and opening that of the murdered passenger, they discover it filled with money. We now find Hoppy in California taking the bag and the body of the man back to Laredo.
There's no wonder that killer wanted this bag. He'll sure get a surprise when he finds all he has is my extra clothes. And taking Parker's body back will show Mr. Kells he can't scare us.
You want a bet?
Now, California, you know you wouldn't have let Kells run you out of the country.
I know, just the same. At times like these, I wish we was cowards. I have a hunch we'd live longer.
Yeah. We'll get lots of action when it's nosed around that we dropped off a little black bag at the sheriff's office.
Oh, that's real nice.
Hey, take a look at that big wagon up ahead.
Huh. Good gravy. What is it?
I don't know, but it's got lots of color. It's like a sunrise with yellow jaundice. I wonder what it stands for.
Montague the Magnet. He's a foreigner.
That's Montague the Magnificent. I wonder if he'd mind carrying that body into the radar.
Hey, I'd sure like that. Anything to get it off my saddle horn. Hey, you up in the wagon?
No answer. Let's take a look. Well, no wonder he's sleeping.
Sounds more like he's gargling with toothpaste. Hey, Montague, wake up! Hey, Montague, you... Please, let none of your people tell me. I have an exposition of sleep come upon me. And to quit that horrible bellowing. Who's bellowing?
I recognize that other. What, Shakespeare?
What? A soul in this benighted wilderness that has lived the bard. Eureka! Tis the millennium.
No, it ain't neither. It's February.
I can see you don't share your companion's wealth of mind, my modern Caliban. And your abysmal ignorance is none relieved by your grizzled appearance. But permit me, I am Montague.
I'm Hopalong Cassidy, and this is my partner, California Charles.
Delighted, sir. Excuse my curiosity. Is that a deceased person dangling across your saddle, old and battered?
Old and... Why, you long-nosed, four-eyed tenderfoot, I'll show you who's old and battered.
Break it up. Wait a minute. Yeah, it's a corpse, Montague. We're hoping you wouldn't mind carrying it into Laredo.
I suppose courtesy demands that I submit, much as I detest the defunct company. Put him here, back of the seat.
I can put him back in the wagon if you open.
Then tag the well. Please allow me to decide where I prefer my cargo. Back of the seat, if you will.
All right.
I've been a soldier, actor, author, chemist, and maker of bad doctor. I guess it's only fate that I now become the driver of a hearse. How did he reach his deplorable condition?
He was murdered. You wouldn't happen to know a man named Kells, would you?
I would rather gather you think this Kells assisted his shuffling off the mortal coil.
That's right. Do you know him?
Oh, quite. Around Laredo, he's well known as a dangerous man. Works for Bramwell's importing company as a sailboat.
You seem to know Laredo rather well.
As purveyor of learning, distributor of printed wisdom, and itinerant master of the children of this area, it is easy to hear of him.
Well, thanks, Montague. We'll be seeing you in Laredo.
Take my warning. You'll do better to avoid it, my friends. From what you've told me, only trouble awaits you there.
Ah, busy little town, Laredo. Have a talk with this Bramwell first. I have a feeling that he should know about his trail boss's activities.
Well, we won't have to look far. There it is at the end of the street. Big warehouse with a sign across the top. Bramwell Importing Company.
Well, let's mosey down. I'll go in alone. You stay out here and guard that bag.
Muffy, what you gonna do? Can't stay here in this hotel room forever.
I know. Bramwell told me Kells is temporary sheriff now. That's the regular sheriff, and the Texas Ranger are killed and the Nuevo Laredo across the border.
Yeah, and that Parker was his accountant would run off with their money, which Kells returned, but why?
I'm stuck, California. I don't know where to turn. This thing is a mess. Doesn't make sense.
Let's go to Santone.
Can't. We have $50,000 that belongs to someone. Now, let's think. We know that Parker was Bramwell's accountant. According to Bramwell, he ran off with money.
Kells chased him, caught him, killed him.
And returned the money to Bramwell. Only he couldn't have because we have it.
Then Bramwell lied to you.
Well, it looked like it. But that's ridiculous. Kells must have reported us as being passengers and witnesses to Parker's murder. Bramwell must know we have the money. Why'd I lie to us? All he has to do is claim it.
Let's go to Sam Toll.
Uh-oh. We got company. Do we want it?
No.
Correct.
Come on in there. Open up.
Well, we might as well live like heroes. Yeah?
Back up and be quiet.
Yeah.
A gun. Danged if this ain't the unfriendliest town.
Shut up.
Chatterbox. What's your business with Bramwell? What did you do that made Kell so all-fired mad? Why is he on the prod for it?
Question one. We saw Bramwell's accountant Parker murdered. Question two. We got something Kell's overlooked. Same answer for number three. Question from us. Who are you and what do you want?
Never mind that. What do you know about gun running?
Gun running? Oh, now look, we just came here to deliver some cows.
You know, with horns and a moo. Not triggers. All right. A word of warning. Get out of town and stay out before Kell finds you.
Well, that about makes it unanimous.
Yeah, we're as popular as the open mouth, you see.
And one thing for sure, we're in the middle of no ordinary affair. Gun running is big business.
My bet's in that Kell.
Maybe, but Bramwell said his boss has the organization. And the wagons and mules that'll take the hauled guns.
Yeah, that's right.
He mentioned the sheriff and ranger getting killed in the way of Laredo across the border. 10-1 bet they were killed over this same affair. I mean, I can't figure it out. Wait, listen. They're shouting out there.
Let's open the window.
Hey, you down there. What's all the fuss about?
I am Bramwell's warehouse.
Now, back to Hopalong Cassidy and our story, Death Crosses the River. Hoppy and California have found themselves involved in a strange affair that centers around gun running, murder, $50,000, and a man named Bramwell. It was his accountant that was murdered, and Kells, his trail boss. It's also possibly his money. And now his warehouse has caught fire. From the window of their hotel room, Poppy and California watch this latest development.
They're getting it under control, California. It's centered in his office. But she's that fire to cover and slip out of town.
Now you're talking. We're going to San Tone?
No. Come on.
Greetings.
Kells.
Shut up and back up. This hall's a little public for what I'm going to do.
I hope you realize that killing us is highly illegal.
Where's the bag?
Bag?
Bag.
California, you see a bag around?
Bag.
Bag.
Stop. They want to be funny and play games?
Want to try that without a gun?
Where's that money? Next one will hurt, Cassidy. You, Carlton. Maybe you'd better get on that bed and lie face down.
All right, I'm a goner. But this ain't the end, Kel.
Now, Cassidy, turn around. I'm going to make you talk the hard way. Ever heard of a gallows? I've a leather pig in the string here that makes a good one. I can make your head swell like a balloon. Come on, turn around, I said.
Ha, ha, ha. I think you're the one that should turn around, Kells. You forgot to close the door and you got company right behind you and holding a gun.
Save those old gags for a chump.
Well, hello.
Thanks, Stuart. I think Mr. Kells was about to be a problem.
It's my pleasure. I hope I cracked this sick skull. Now, come on. We better get out of here and fast. I've got horses out back waiting.
Wait, I'll get my bag. Kell should have looked under the bed and saved himself a headache.
Well, we're in Nuevo Laredo. You'll be safe in Kell's here. Now then, tell me, just what is your part in this?
Will you tell us why you conked Kell's and saved our bacon?
I conked Kell's because it's part of my duty. To prevent murder when it comes.
I thought so. Texas Rangers?
That's right. On special assignment from Washington.
To stop gun running?
Yes. Report reached Washington that guns in large numbers are being smuggled across the border and into the hands of a bandit leader, pretending to be a revolutionary. His headquarters is just north of Monterey.
There's only one way the girls could have traveled. That's through Laredo.
And you think Kells has taken them across in Bramwell's wagon train?
Here's what we know. Bramwell sends empty wagons into Mexico to pick up consignments of registered imports. His wagons are the only means by which a large number of guns could travel. And Kells, his wagon boss, has had strangely good luck in passing through bandit territory safely.
Do you think the bandits don't attack him because he's working with them?
It would figure. If we check Bramwell's wagons from the time they leave his yard until they're across the border, we found nothing.
Well, you're gone.
We know who our crook is, but we'll try and prove.
Uh-huh. Oh, by the way, here's a little something you'd better take care of. This bag. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You've been acting like it's full of money. It is full of money.
It was Parker's until he was shot. I thought it was Bramwell's, but he swears that Kells returned his money.
I'll have it sent to Ranger headquarters. They'll find a claimant. Oh, blast it. I wish I could send the case in. It's easy. But I'm afraid Bramwell's burning of his record indicates his awareness of our investigation. He's probably ready to quit.
Maybe. Or maybe that's what we're supposed to believe. When is the next wagon train due to leave Bramwell for Mexico?
Tonight. But we won't find any guns in. Never do.
Perhaps you don't check on us at the right time. I have an idea. Can you get Mexican cooperation on this?
I already have. But I can't get the rallies in time to stop that train tonight.
Well, send a man after them and meet me here in the Nuevo Laredo right after dark. We may wind this up tonight.
That sounds good to me. All right, can do, Cassidy. Hey, where do you think you're going?
Back across the river to Laredo.
Back? Oh, Cassidy, you crazy? I just rescued you from there.
Can't help it. I have to ask Bramwell a question. Come on, California.
He's got a question to ask. He rides right back to spit at the devil. That Cassidy is a man.
Well, there's the Rio again, Hoppy. You sure you've got to go over into Laredo?
Has to be done, California. Well, look, someone's talking.
That wagon. Hey, it's old Slick Tongue in his boat.
Yeah, for a sleepyhead, he gets around.
Hiya, Montague.
Well, if it isn't old and decrepit. And Mr. Cassidy.
Hi, Montague. How's business?
Prospering, sir. Prospering. By the way, here's a book I think you need, old and faded. A present.
A present for me?
Yes.
Well, thanks, Montague. The pleasure of ignorance. Why, you low down
nothing. Although it is entirely conceivable that you are correct to a degree, I resent such imputation from you on the grounds that you are mentally incompetent, irrelevant, and I suspicion immaterial.
Well, I'll be a knock-kneed son of a stabbing you.
What an intriguing ancestry. I can see its truth. Would you explain how this remarkable genesis came about?
Hoppy, did you ever hear such language in your life? Why, if I thought he was saying what I think he's saying, I'd...
California, Calroy, put that gun away. No, Montague, you've done enough insulting for one afternoon. Now move along.
As you wish, Mr. Cassidy, but he is such a remarkably apt subject for insult today.
Why didn't you let me plug him, Hoppy? Sure, just a little
Make
bit.
Take it easy, California. I have a feeling you may get enough shooting tonight to last you. Come on, if we're going to get back in time to meet Stuart, we have to make track.
All right. But doggone it, for a nice hombre, you got the dangest. Never in a hurry till there's someone going to shoot at us. Then you can't wait.
I'll never get old.
Well, Stuart, there's your proof. Kells and his wagon train is down that ravine loading guns.
Yeah, I'm seeing it, but I still don't sell it. 10 wagons loading guns. Where'd they come from? How'd they get across the border?
One thing at a time. First, Bramwell is innocent.
What? Oh, say, you are crazy. I'm looking at his men loading his wagons with smuggled guns.
Sure, but they're not under Bramwell's orders right now. He's got a nice business. No reason to be in gun running. I found out he didn't lie about getting his money back. It was Kells who lied, trying to cover up for Parker's murder. He also started that fire in Bramwell's office.
Yeah, there never was no money stolen from Bramwell at all. Parker stole it from Kells. It was gun running profit Bramwell never knowed about.
Kells reported money missing, tracked Parker down, recovered that bag he thought contained his money, and murdered Parker so he couldn't talk.
Then Kells is the leader of this gun running outfit.
No, Kells told Parker he was acting under orders from a boss. Uh-oh. This is just the loading is nearly finished. We've got to move in.
Yes, but the rallies aren't here.
We can't take him alone.
We have to. Want a transfer?
You know, I'm wondering if you shouldn't be wearing the badge. All right. Deal a hand, I mean.
It's too dark for them to see much outside of their fires. You take one rim of the rigging. California, take the other. You'll make me a deputy for about 10 minutes. I'll split the middle and arrest them.
Oh, just like that, eh? We'll walk in on 20 smugglers and arrest them. The Cassidy will drop you in the second room.
Not if they think they're surrounded by rangers and rurales. That's your job. When I yell up for proof, give me proof.
Well, like what, Hoppy?
I don't care. Yell, shoot, do a fandangle. Make them think the rim of that ravine is lined with men.
Well, it might work. If they're surprised enough, they may give in before they notice anything's wrong.
It'll work. When they see me walk in alone, they'll think I'm covered by an army of men.
And if they don't, goodbye, Cassidy. All right, let's go.
Me, I'm starting to say some prayers.
Underlay, Humphreys. Get that last wagon loaded. Take one. Start covering up that last fire. You want to roll in 5 minutes. As soon as the boss comes.
Yes, throw up your hands. Stand right where you are, everyone. You're surrounded and under arrest.
Cassidy, you. This is impossible. Men, don't.
Shut up, Kells. Tell them to drop their guns or I'll drill you.
You're bluffing, Cassidy.
Do you think I'd dare walk in here unprotected? Captain Carlson, your men ready to fire?
Ready and waiting. Take the torch. Your men ready. Ready, Captain. Take men.
It's true. They're on both sides of it.
And looking down at you here in the firelight. Want to fight it out?
No. Now, men, drop your guns. Don't fight. They'll massacre us. Drop your guns.
That's right. Now line up. Hey, one of you men up there, come down and help me pick up these weapons. I don't think they want to fight.
Well, Hoppy, that's the last of the guns. And Stuart's back hog tying the last of the men.
I think we're going to have company. The leader's coming.
It's a wagon coming around the bend. Hoppy, it's Montague.
I know.
Hold it, Montague. You're under arrest.
Yes. What on earth is going on?
I'll give you a guess. Your boys got caught, that's all. In short, the game is finished. Done.
My boys? Mr. Cassidy, you flatter my virility no end, but hardly my intelligence.
You can skip the debate. When it was certain no large wagon trains crossed the Rio Grande, the answer was simple. One wagon crossing many times. You stocked this cache of guns here for Kell's wagons to pick up. Yours was the only wagon that crossed the river regularly and without being examined.
Perhaps you hadn't noticed. You also killed this book.
I doubt it. No, you gave yourself away when you made so many trips to Nuevo Laredo. You know what I found out? There isn't but one literate man living there. Hardly a large market for your wares.
That is pathetic evidence, Mr. Cassidy.
I'll let me look in that wagon. I'm going to love putting him in each place.
Go ahead. I'll get Stuart.
Act, you boss. He's no wreck.
Get down from that seat, you windy croaker, or I'll kick you off.
The degradation of being taken by such as you is galling. Yet, as a token of my acceptance of fate, I have this one large book as a final present for you, old and sorry. Yeah.
All right.
California.
Go next, Cassidy. Don't bother to draw.
Now, back to Hop Along, Cassidy.
California, are you hurt bad?
Hurt? I ain't even scratched, Hoppy. But I sure bore that big mouth book salesman. He was ready to burn.
I know, but are you sure you're not hurt? I saw dust stick out of the front of your shirt and I thought...
Hey, let me in on this. Who shot Muddy?
California. One of you pulled a gun out of a fake book. He's your leader, Stuart. Open his wagon, you'll find all the evidence you need. He's got the guns over in small loads.
Muddy? The leader?
Yeah, I'll give you the story in a minute. But, California, turn around. I know I saw that bullet hit you.
Sure, it knocked my wind out, but it didn't hit me, Hoppy. It hit this darn book Montague gave me. I had it tucked in my shirt. You know something, Hoppy? I gotta take up reading.
Sure.
dream that one so clever as the great Montague would come to such an end as death crosses the river. But similar is the fate of all men who stray from the path of justice to the life of an outlaw. When we meet again, Hoppy tells the story of an exciting adventure which he calls Stagecoach West. So be sure you're listening to the next thrilling episode of Hop Along, Cassidy. Wait.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.